Radio Prague News.
The number of deaths from methanol poisoning has reached 21. Reports of methanol poisoning also emerged from Slovakia on Sunday. And Health Minister Heger says 20 million bottles of spirits are lying in storage following the ban on hard alcohol. Methanol poisoning claimed another victim on Sunday evening, bringing the number of deaths in the country to 21. A 47-year-old woman from the eastern city of Český Těšín died after 2 days of hospitalization. More than 35 people remain in hospital in different parts of the country, though most of the cases have occurred in Moravia. A Prague hospital admitted a second person from the capital for methanol poisoning on Sunday. More than 30,000 inspections have been carried out in bars, restaurants and street stalls since Friday evening. Police have charged 23 people around the country in connection with the outbreak. Reports of methanol poisoning also emerged from Slovakia on Sunday, with 4 people hospitalized in the eastern city of Prešov. The patients had reportedly been drinking hard alcohol produced in the Czech Republic at a party. 6 others who attended the party were admitted to hospital with headaches but have not been diagnosed with methanol poisoning. In the meantime, Polish authorities have banned the sale of spirits from the Czech Republic. Health Minister Leos Heger addressed some of the legal ramifications of the ban on spirits on Monday, allowing that the currently indefinite prohibition may well give rise to legal battles. The crisis team looking at the impact of the ban has not yet dealt with the question of indemnity for alcohol producers. The health minister says 20 million bottles of spirits are lying in storage following the ban, which took effect last Friday. Mr. Heger noted that exports have not been restricted and the ban is wholly on retailers' sale to customers. The state is also negotiating with the Norwegian manufacturer of an antidote, Fomepizole, 30 doses of which have been donated. Heger has said he hopes the ban will be lifted in less than a month, but has not ruled out the possibility that it may take longer. Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg arrived in the Republic of Georgia on Monday for a 2-day trip to oversee preparations for the country's parliamentary elections in October. Mr. Schwarzenberg is joined by 4 other EU foreign ministers from Latvia, Lithuania, Bulgaria and Romania, all members of an informal Friends of Georgia group, which will meet with their Georgian counterpart and offer objective support. The Czech foreign minister told a press conference in Tbilisi that they would be recording facts and hope to remain unbiased, adding that the best friend is one who talks about the problems he sees. Facilities for the homeless are being used by nearly 11,500 people, the Czech Statistical Office reports. This estimate showed the largest number of homeless in the region of Moravia-Silesia, which more than doubled that of Prague. According to the count, the largest demographic group of homeless people were unmarried Czech males aged 45 to 49 with minimal education. Less than 22% of the clients of social facilities were women, the largest group of which were aged 20 to 24. The office notes that the actual number of homeless could actually be up to 3 times higher, as many live in the streets or in squats. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to remain mostly sunny over the coming days with highs of 21 to 24 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.